Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Well, she speaks about the world. Yes, she got a lot of
okay. Wow.
It's a funny song, Corey. Funny song.
Wow.
That's why we're laughing. It's a funny, funny song.
You made that one snort. That's not right.
I've had way too much chocolate today, just so you know.
Haven't had enough chocolate, apparently.
Thanks.
Right. And it just kicked in, too, so it's like really, 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 really bad. Okay. Hi, everyone. Pardon me. It's Thursday, June... It's June 30th, 2011.
Is it June? I don't know. Is it?
I had to think about it. It's almost July. It's June 30th, 2011. It's Gamer Girls Radio, GGR. It's about that time, and I'm Snow White, who is incredibly hyper right now because her brownies just kicked in.
Her adult brownies just kicked in.
Not my adult brownies. I'm not inebriated. I am just...
Okay, thank you.
The person who is rallying up the crowd in the background, that's my bestie forever, Miss Corey / Gaminatrix. Hello.
Hello.
The show is recorded before a live studio audience.
So, we also have Master Blaster here who might be a little distracted during the show.
Yes, I know. You do not know. You people out there do not know what to deal with these two. You have no idea whatsoever what I have to deal with these. That's all I'm saying. But I'm going to leave it at that.
I think you like dealing with this. It's what's going on. You like it way too much.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. I think that's totally true.
I have to say hello to GLaDOS. I love you, GLaDOS. So you can't replace Link, but I'm gonna have to make you my homie, my home skeleton, my home slice.
What'd she do now? What'd she do?
We've been on Twitter having a good convo. If you guys didn't know, there's a GLaDOS bot loose on Twitter. I adore her.
That's like Corey and you and her would get along probably smoothly because both of you are homicidal maniacs.
There's another one that's loose on Twitter that I did see. I'm all amazed. If you listen to the morning show, you will hear me. I just realized that two people entities I've been seeing follow us on Twitter that every now and again say something to us are actually bots. Annoying Navi, and there's a GLaDOS bot. Annoying Navi is she's a Legend of Zelda fan. So every time I say something about Link, then she likes to talk to me. I think that's so cool. But look here, Navi, you cannot have my man, okay? Just so you know.
See, Corey spends her whole day talking to people that really aren't there. It just tells you everything you need to know about Corey.
You know what you can do?
Not before
you. You know what we did to those
Not before
things,
you.
Don't you?
What's today? What do we have to talk about today? There's a lot of things that happened today, right?
It's a lot of stuff happened all week.
What was that noise?
I don't know. I think Snow was passing out or something. Snow, are you alive?
Yes, I burped. Well, we didn't hear the burp.
Because
I muted myself with this little button and it makes a clicking sound when I do it.
Oh. It's kind of annoying. Don't do that anymore.
Would you rather me burp on air? Just let it all out?
You know what? It's real. It's visceral. Come on.
Oh, no.
Duke Nukem can sell as many games as it did with all of its rude and crude attitude. I think we could do it with a little bit of rude and crude ourselves. That's all I'm saying.
I think I'm rude and crude enough without burping in everybody's ear.
Well, he did it before the show. Why can't you do it?
Well, because we're on air.
And since when? It's nighttime.
Oh, that's true.
It's nighttime.
You don't roll at night. Let me go ahead and get it out of the way, bitches. Servers in China gone. All right.
Damn it. You know, I like those fucking servers, too.
Oh. Oh, see, there we go. That was the rest of them.
There was five.
Game over.
I'm good now.
Way to go. Way to go. All right.
So, yeah, did you guys hear the great news that Diablo 3 will be out before the end of this year?
I'm so over Diablo.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's Diablo 3, Book of Cain, a novel.
Is it Cain?
That will be out before the end of this year.
Did you say Cain? That's different.
It will be a novel that will be out before the end of this year. Not the game itself. Come on, Blizzard. Okay, I want to say something. I want to say something real quick. Blizzard, I know that, you know, your shit don't stink, and you guys are the bomb, and all that good stuff, but you don't have to lot it over our heads. Just release the damn game before the end of the year. I'm begging you. Begging you. Please.
No. Okay. No. Well, you know Blizzard announced this week they're working on some new games. Now, one of them they're saying is supposed to be casual, but what I am most excited about is the Bungie's making one with them. I want to know what that is.
I did not. I saw that Bungie was launching their own little, like, I guess it's going to end up being like a Steam service type service, but I did not see that they were working with Blizzard.
They are. And that
for what?
Is hot. I don't know, and I don't care. It's Bungie.
I don't know, though. See, Bungie, I don't know. I think they might have been a one-horse pony.
Done some good-looking developers, you know, some hot boys over there.
What the hell does that mean? A one-horse pony?
One-trick pony, he means to say.
Did I say one-horse pony?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to stick with that. One-horse pony.
One-horse. You know what? I'm done.
Would definitely confuse the hell out of people, because it took me a second to catch on. I was like, what?
You know, not to go off topic, since we're talking about really weird sayings, somebody told me the other day that there's more than one way to skin a cat, and then they stopped and said, you know, it's really gross. Why do we say that?
What?
If you kind of visualize skinning a cat, it's kind of gross.
That's a Texas thing, and people do skin cats here. Anyway.
I don't know what you're cooking, Corey, for your family, but
Didn't say I was. I said some people do. This is Texas. There are some backwoods here. You don't want to get lost back there. They do skin cats, and they're roadkill.
You hear banjos. Run.
It won't be banjos. Wrong state. We don't do banjos here. God, keep up with the right state. Okay. So we have tons of good stuff to talk about. We're going to get to the meat and the potatoes, because Blaster started all this week. But we have some other stuff that we talked about this week. Actually, you were talking about before the show the lovely sale that Steam is having.
Oh, yeah. Steam, you know how Steam is. Steam's got a sale for just about every temperature, and this is what they're calling the Steam Summer Sale, Summer Camp Sale, actually.
No. Do you notice I'm still talking really fast?
I am talking extremely fast, and I'm just trying to get the visual out of my head. The Steam Summer Camp Sale is, of course, something that Steam has, a variety of sales. In fact, last year, I think they had around Christmas time, they had the different deals. Every day they had a different deal on a different pack. Actually,
might
have been a day.
Blaster, breathe.
Ooh,
okay.
He is out there. He's out there. He's way out there.
All right. Taking a deep breath. Anyway, the Steam
yes.
Summer Camp Sale, again, they have deals on multiple different packs from multiple different publishers. I recommend you go over to store.steampower.com, check it out. Also, what's really interesting this year is they're having kind of a scavenger hunt. Like they had, I think at the beginning of this year, they had the Steam scavenger hunt. There are different achievements that you have to get in the games that you may or may not already own. And whenever you get that achievement during that day, you will get a ticket, and you can take, once you've collected a few tickets, you can spend them on different items that you can get for free, essentially, just by getting these achievements. For instance, there's a Magicka DLC called The Lonely Cruise that's going to – it's a nice little DLC you can get for two tickets. So all you have to do is get two achievements, and then you're ready. You're good to go. So – actually, it says that all prizes, are valued at three tickets, not two tickets, excuse me. Also, there's some Googles for Robots in Portal 2 multiplayer. Of course, there's a Team Fortress 2 thing. Bunch of DLCs, so check it out. It's really cool. Going on right now. That's all I have to say about that.
No, and you can't make us.
That's right. You ain't my real daddy.
Why do you hate Steve so much? I don't understand. Why do you hate Steve?
I didn't say hate Steve. We just wanted to say, you ain't my real daddy.
Oh, by the way, there's also a bunch of free MMOs on Steam. You guys can check that out.
He is so not having a good day.
No, he's not.
I'm done.
Issa's in the room.
It's Issa in the house. Issa's in the house.
I'm so hyper. Oh, man.
I just woke up, so I'm not on my game yet. I'm just going to tell y'all. It's hot out. It's hot. It's hotter than a hooker's panties outside. I'm telling you, it's just hot. Oh, did I say that?
That was nasty. I don't want to think about a hooker's panties.
I'm going to refrain from commenting.
Lasser, nothing.
You know what?
No, because
we get him some motorized carriages and things. So,
Blaster, you have to have those in order.
Wow.
In order for them to be like that.
He's all right. He's gonna be all right.
Oh.
Breathe. It's okay. It's okay. I'm patting Blaster on the head. He is sending us messages. Yeah, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Miss Issa.
We're so not with today.
All right, no, quickly. Here's some interesting things, because we're going to be talking about something with California in just a bit. However, California, this just came up, has told out-of-state online retailers they're going to have to start collecting sales tax for customers that are residing in California starting tomorrow. This includes you, Amazon.com people, Overstock.com, and GameStop.com. So beginning, Friday, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, tomorrow is Friday, duh. This is a new requirement for retailers that will take effect along with a 1% drop in the tax. So they figured they couldn't ban your game, so they'd get your money some other way. They're saying this is not going to have any really adverse effects other than Overstock.com, who've already repeatedly sold thousands of California internet marketing affiliates, or told them that they'd stop paying commissions for referrals of click-through customers. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Unintended consequences.
I think it has to do with the fact that they're mad because the ruling didn't go through. I think that's what it has to do with. You customer bitches, we'll fix you. You won't let us ban your games. We'll just go ahead and take it out of your pockets directly.
I just think it's because everybody's looking for cash nowadays. And if they can beg, borrow, steal, you know, especially steal, if they can, then they'll do it.
I beg for it.
I know you beg for it.
I just wanted to hear what you were going to say. No, get your people. Get your people.
Excuse me, I didn't hear beep, 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 beep.
Get your people. Snow, get your people.
My peeps.
Yes, get your peeps.
Okay.
So I want to know what you guys, did you guys hear Peter Molyneux said he's ashamed of Fable 3?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
A reason why?
Was he ashamed of Fable 1? Because he should have been.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying,
he's famous for making a lot of promises and for games really not living up to his promises, so.
Well,
he
Fable
should be ashamed.
But Fable 3, he said.
Not really. I mean, you were a big fan of Fable. I was never a big fan of Fable.
I love me some Fable 2. So much so, I bought all
Fable
the expansions.
Fable 2 was the bomb diggity.
Yeah. I played through all the expansions. I bought all the little expansions, everything. It was good. This one, they can keep it. You can keep your DLC.
But, okay, explain to me. Did he give us a specific, what the hell?
A specific.
Did he give a specific, I always have problems with that word, a specific reason why he was ashamed of it? Or did he just say in general?
Well, he says basically it didn't reach their sales goal. They were expecting to sell 5 million units. And they still might make it because, you know, the PC version is due out soon. So they still may make it. But he's saying that it didn't live up to what they were hoping or what they planned to do. They didn't get to.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and figure out
how to put this in a nice way. And I'm just going to say, fuck it, and say it in a nice, not nice way. He's saying they approached development wrong, and he didn't like doing sequels. And this is why, because we have expectations, and they can't live up to them. we have expectations even when it's not a sequel, dude.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but Fable 3, while it was pretty graphics, the idea behind it was great, but damn, that storyline was short. I finished it in like a day, and that wasn't even me playing a whole lot.
Well, the thing I think that annoyed me most was it was too short.
Yeah, my main thing right there.
And as I said this morning, they put in elements that they didn't expand on. You think about your family that you had in game. Why can't my family grow up? Why did my kids mm-hmm. not grow up? Or, you know, I had to millions of twists and turns you could have done there. They could have tried to take over the kingdom, or if you were evil, or maybe they were evil, or any number of things. And you don't put any sim aspects in your game if you're not going to match or go above and beyond The Sims, because we all know, although crazy as it sounds, The Sims, they do a good job about with their mm-hmm. AI. Those Sims have personalities now. It's kind of eerie.
They've got personality.
Oh, no.
Personality.
No.
Not to sing. No, sir. No, sir. Don't do that again.
I don't know. I didn't like Fable. I played it. Wasn't a big fan. It didn't appeal to me that much. So there you go.
Well,
didn't he make another game? Am I wrong about that?
He did. He did Black and White.
That's what it was.
Okay, Black and White 2 was pretty bad too. The first one was good.
He made all these promises about how Black and White 2 was going to be fantastic, and Black and White 2 was not a fantastic game. Black and White 2 was okay.
No, it is not.
It wasn't the end all.
I didn't finish playing it through to see if it was bad or not.
I got bored with Black and White 2. I went through the first couple levels and got my monster up and
got your monster up.
And I got my monster up. And I just derailed my brain. But thank you.
It's what I do, baby. It's what I do.
You're worse than Abe Lincoln on a railroad track. You know that? You've just derailed me completely. I don't even know what to say. Thanks. I got bored. That's the synopsis.
Well, they also did the movies, and the movies was decent. They tried to expand upon it, and the expansion was okay, but they decided to drop it. And they had a good idea there. The good idea moved over to Starfever Agency, amazingly enough, on Facebook. So, but they should have probably invested a little more time in that franchise, I think. They didn't start off well, so they had somewhere to go. Same with Fable 1. They didn't start off well. They had somewhere to go. Even with Fable 2, they had somewhere to go. They just didn't go there. Peter, we love us some French people, but you just fucked up. I'm sorry. Anyway.
You said a bad word.
Was it a bad word?
I'm going to owe a fortune to the swear jar. You know that.
What am I going to buy with all that money? I wonder.
You know, we could buy one of those things we were talking about before the show.
Oh, my God. God. You people only knew what I had to deal with. You would immortalize me as a saint.
It's not what you want, and you know it. All right. So anyway.
I'm looking forward to Rage. Have you guys seen all the stuff about Rage?
No, yeah. I want to play that Backbreaker game is what I want to play. And yes, that is a game. Blasted, you think?
Snow does on a Saturday night. Nah. I'm saying no. I don't mean the football game, but I'm talking about, you know, ID Software. They're the ones that came, you know, Wolfenstein 3D, Doom, Quake. I mean, all these games that you know you've heard of and are very famous and they're part of gaming culture. And it looks like Rage is shaping up to be one of those games. I mean, I just saw some video today again talking about how Rage is carrying on ID Software's legacy of bringing out quality video games that are just memorable and part of gaming culture. And I'm just super excited. I wasn't excited about Rage. I was actually really excited about Brink until it actually came out. So I'm hoping Rage doesn't let me down like Brink did. Brink, disappointed me greatly, but Rage is looking like it will do everything that it's promised. And I am so happy about that.
I'm over here talking with my microphone muted. So
I'm going to do that a lot lately.
I'm having a whole conversation. I'm like, blah, 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 and Rage is this, and da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. I'm out of work.
And you're like, these bitches ain't listening.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't ever care if y'all listening or not. I just keep talking.
That's true, yeah. That's true.
Oh, you got to sound all deflated and everything. I had to pick the appropriate word, deflated.
As opposed to being inflated.
What about you?
Nothing about me is inflated. Thank you very much.
Do we need to point out the fluffy cake? Really? Really?
It's all real, baby. All real.
Yeah, that's why they're inflated.
Not inflated.
Whatever. Okay, so we're moving along to the meat and potatoes.
Meat.
You know, it would be nice if I didn't have ads and stuff attacking me. Okay, so you guys, everybody on the planet that's a gamer, well, everybody in the U.S. knows about the California video game rights decision. Don't I sound excited?
You sound extremely excited.
You sound deflated.
Is that the word? Brought to you by the letter D for deflated. So we all know the ruling. Yay, everybody's happy. People were dancing in the streets with their Nintendo DSs, their 3DSs, their Vitas. They were doing some salsa, all that kind of business. I'm sorry, I need them to change their name. Ugh. So, of course, the Wall Street, I don't think you were listening this morning, Blaster, but actually it was the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal were asking if anybody actually disagreed with the ruling, and some of us here disagree with the ruling.
Some of us didn't necessarily disagree with the ruling, but at least I'm speaking for myself, but were not quite as excited as all of the rest of the video game media told me I should be.
Mm-hmm. Now, the amazing thing, I don't even think it was the video game media. When we were reporting this morning, most of the media outlets that were, oh, who is dying? Which one of y'all is dying? The big click? Like somebody bashed her on the head.
I cannot.
Do we need to send help?
No, I just have to burp. I've been drinking soda.
You know what? Just all kinds of wrong. All I hear is clank.
Like, I'll use the button on Skype.
Ooh, yes, yes, because sounds like somebody is killing you. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah, so most of the media outlets that were covering the ruling and telling us that we should be happy was not actually video game media. It was the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the...
I don't know. I mean, Kotaku had about a billion articles saying, we won. Great.
Yes,
victory for us.
However, did you look at the bottom and see where they were getting their news from? New York Times, Wall Street Journal.
Of course. But so, I'm just saying that, like, the gaming media was spinning it as this is one of the greatest days. I mean, IGN had several articles, too, where they were just, you know, spinning it as this is, like, the greatest day of a gamer's life, and this is history in the making and all this stuff. And it's just simply not it.
From those other media outlets, which is kind of sad. This is a discussion we had a few months ago where there is a guy that's talking about getting together a company that will be, you know, gaming media means we'll all be included, us as well, yay, because when we have mainstream media involved, they tend to put their own spin on it, because quite a few of us, as I'm reading the internet and looking around Facebook, are thinking the same things that we're thinking. It's great that we won, but now who's going to keep them in check? They have nothing to keep them in check. So...
He's just like, hurry up, Corey. Well, I mean, the point of this whole thing is, here's the deal. If you go to GameNatures.com, there's a nice little article written by a very intelligent man by the name of Master Blaster.
And after you read that one, go to the one written by Master Blaster.
Basically, in this article...
Oh, my God, he gave me the fake laugh.
I did give the fake laugh. My mind is in several different places tonight, as you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I know.
But what I'm trying to say is that...
You started talking with my microphone muted.
My God. There's an outline in the article. I'm outlining the fact that the video game industry has fought this lawsuit all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States. California's argument was that they were afraid that inattentive parents parents who were not watching their kids closely enough would come in someday and find their kids playing some ultra violent, you know, ultra-deviant video game, and that parents were like, well, what happened? You know, how did my kids get a hold of this game? Somebody's got to be held responsible for that. So California was just trying to take and you know, basically to fill the gap between, you know, where good parents would naturally be watching what their kids are doing and protecting their kids from stuff, and where parents who were inattentive and just try to protect children. Well, the the ESA and the ESRB is, of course, was set up by the gaming industry to do just that.
Mm-hmm.
But the gaming industry did not actually establish that until after there was some threat of a legal action. There was a case involving Blizzard that that brought forward to the attention of the ESRB that, hey, if you don't do something about this, somebody's going to legislate something and they're going to do it for you. And so the gaming industry itself was only doing this because they were forced to in the first place. Let's just be honest. The gaming industry didn't just wake up one day and say, we got to protect kids. No.
What did I tell you? I was in on the discussion when they were forming the ESRB, and yes, it was in reaction to something else. And at first, it was not going to be the ESRB. It was going to be the IGDA was going to put together a bunch of PSAs they were going to try to get to be sponsored to run nationally to let parents know that, you know, games are not bad. Then they decided a rating system, and then there was supposed to be PSAs run after the rating systems were instituted to let the parents know these are the ratings. The PSA obviously never happened. You guys remember seeing anything about that?
Nope.
No PSA. No. And that probably would have nipped all this in the bud years ago if they had done that. I don't know why they did.
So we have an industry here that, like I said, they're just about making money. Let's just be completely honest. About making money. And they're only interested. The only reason why they're interested is this, because they felt it would affect the sales of video games. If they couldn't sell, if a couple miners couldn't get their hands on video games, the industry couldn't make money that they wanted to. And they were afraid that video game companies would be afraid to make mature titles that might appeal to older gamers simply because they wouldn't be sold in California. And so this is something that, you know, was all about money at the end of the day. Okay. And why should I be celebrating a ruling that is effectively gives the gaming industry carte blanche to ignore all the things that they put in place to stop funding the ESRB, to stop pushing retailers to be carding kids. You know, they have no threat now. In fact, Justice Scalia said, writing for the majority in this case, said that, you know, the court does acknowledge that with this ruling, it gives the industry, you know, basically carte blanche to say, you know, at the end of the day, we don't have to keep enforcing this. There's no more threat, legal threat to us. We don't have to.
You know where the threat needs to come from is from us.
Right.
I'm always telling gamers, just because we won this doesn't mean you need to back down and say, okay, now I can play my games, because as Blaster so eloquently pointed out in his article, is when it comes around again, it's going to be worse, and it will come again. They will come after us again.
Oh, yeah. If you think this is the last time that somebody's going to try to legislate the sale of violent video games, and you're just ignorant of history. I mean,
now,
you know,
I'm going to point out the biggest one to me that I find. I find this ironic. I find it hilarious. Anybody remember when the hot coffee mod made its way around the internet, and the people at Walmart stood up and says, we will not tolerate these pornographic games in our stores. We're pulling them from the shelves. Now, today, I said this a couple of mornings ago, I was in Walmart again a few days ago. There is no ESRB posting, period, in my Walmart. At the corner of 610 and the Stella Link. There is, and I'm calling you guys out on the show, there is no ESRB ratings posted anywhere for parents to see. Not on the counter when they're checking out, not at the front of the store, nowhere.
I mean, let's be honest, how many of you have actually even noticed? I mean, I've been in multiple game stores. I mean, if they're there, I'm not saying they're not there. I just never noticed them. They weren't put anywhere prominently. It wasn't described to me. I mean, I've been very rarely carded for video games. And I know that's, you know, the fact that I'm, you know, as big as I am and as manly as I am, maybe perhaps I'm not going to get carded. But, I mean, on top of that, I've never seen them card anybody. I've been in multiple game stores, been standing in line, seeing kids go and buy games.
Yeah,
never seen them get carded.
Now, Issa's saying, what can the average 20-something, 35-year-old childless gamer do? Here's what we're going to ask you to do. As soon as this is over, anybody listening to this, I want you to pop over to the ESRB and just start asking them questions. Like, for one big question, how come you guys aren't rating iPad games, iPhone, Android? Anybody got any answer to that? None of it's rated.
Right. And I mean, there's some crude games out there. I mean, I have an Android, and I've been through the App Store before, and I found some crude stuff on there that, you know, I mean, you know, I wouldn't want my kids playing. I mean, and so here's the thing. I mean, you may be a 20-something-year-old gamer right now, or maybe even an 18-year-old gamer, and you're like, I don't really care about this. I don't have kids, right? Someday you will.
Mm-hmm.
Someday you'll be in the same shoes as the people that supported this bill. And then what are you going to do at that point? Maybe by then, the ESA has decided to stop funding the ESRB. maybe by that time they've stopped pushing.
Well, no, they don't. Yes, I don't think the ESA funds them. I think they're two separate entities. One is, you know, the legal, we're going to go out and fight. The ESA is supposed to be our voice. They do a relatively good job. And the ESRB is supposed to be kind of like, you know, the security guard, the bouncer that says, look here, Walmart, look here, Target, you're supposed to have this up. But they are not enforcing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Even when I call them, when we did the whole experiment thing, they wanted to know who, you know, who was it, who give me store names. But my problem is was not, I don't need you to ask me what store names. I need you to go to all Walmarts and say, hey, we had this happen in this store in Houston. We need to make sure you all are doing it, so we're going to be doing an audit. Now, they're saying they went around and did a secret shop, but I'm willing to bet you they didn't set foot in my Walmart. They didn't put the fear of God into Walmart. And it should be, at this point, if we say it's all about money, okay, gaming industry makes billions of dollars, way more than the movie industry. At some point, you need to step to Walmart and Target and say, you know what, fix it, or we're going to pull the games out of your store. That little billion, that little piece of the billion-dollar pie that you're getting, you're not getting anymore.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. I mean, so why would they go in and say, we're going to cut off this? Because Walmart's a huge market. Walmart, love them or hate them, they sell to a lot more people than other gaming stores, than GameStop does. I guarantee you that.
I guarantee you.
And if you're not going to pull the game, you should at least do something like find them.
Yes.
If you hit them in the pocketbook, they will no doubt react to it.
But they'll
start changing stuff.
Right. But see, that's the thing. I mean, why would they do all that? Why would they alienate such a large customer of theirs? I mean, that's what I'm trying to say, is that money is what this is all about, is what this has been about. Okay, it's been about money. And so why would they now take and shoot themselves in the foot by disenfranchising Walmart or a giant, you know, customer of theirs by actually coming in their store and trying to tell them how to sell the games?
But they have to. They're going to have to, because what's eventually going to happen is they're not going to be able to sell the games anyway. That's going to be the end result. They're going to come in and pull everything that's rated above an E off the shelf, and then there goes Walmart's money. So somebody...
Yeah, but Walmart's got all other things. They sell other things at their stores. I'm just saying to a big company like Walmart, it's almost like they're too big for that to really affect them. I mean, I know what you're saying. You're going to say, well, that will affect them. Sure, it'll affect them. Of course it'll affect them. But it's not going to close their doors if they came in and did
it. No, it wouldn't close their doors. We all know that. But you have to keep in mind, even if it was McDonald's, if somebody said, we're pulling Big Macs off the menu, sure, they got other stuff, but there's some people that love them some Big Macs. They're going to lose out on that money.
Sure,
so
sure.
If you start looking around in your Walmarts now, whereas the game section used to be relatively small, I'm looking at the Walmart and it's like four or five aisles and it's nothing but games. And then there's an aisle where it's nothing but the consoles and the peripherals. Same with Target. Toys R Us, which sell tons of other kid items, they have a whole section of the store with its own register, with its own paraphernalia that's nothing but games. So we know that they want the money. It's making money for them, and they wouldn't do this. But at some point, us as gamers, we, you know, they went off and they fought. They did a fantastic job. They got us what we wanted. We cannot sit back and rest on our laurels and say, okay, well, we're fine. Because as you pointed out, you're the one who actually swayed me to go, you know, you're right. They're going to come back after us again. You guys, let me put it to you in gaming terms. You know how when you thought the boss was dead? And you turned around to
me. That was a mini boss. That was a mini boss.
Yeah, it was a mini boss.
This
exactly.
is like a final. This is like a Final Fantasy battle. A typical Final Fantasy final boss battle. It's going to be several different levels, several different iterations of the boss. You're going to have to kill him four or five times. Every time you kill him, he'll have a new life bar that appears.
It's just not going to be Final Fantasy 14.
I'm just saying.
Why?
I'm just saying, though. And the thing is, you have to understand, we all sit here and we're rooting for the gaming industry, but then you have to stop and think about, you know, who you're rooting for. Yes, I love video games as much as the next person. I want video games to be, you know, to be here for as long as I'm alive, because I always enjoy playing them. And I want, you know, I want video gaming to be the preferred media over all others, because that's what I feel like in my heart. But at the same time, you have to look at who we're talking to. It's almost like a deal with the devil. Right. It's like we get what we want, but then also we're working with the devil. I mean, you know, you're a devil. I hate to say that, but I mean that's really the reality of it. They're in it for the money. Okay, they're in it for the money. They're not in it for freedom of speech, even though that was the reason why they and how they defended it. They're in it purely for the money. That's it.
You can say that about any organization, any company. They're always in it for the money.
I don't think the Red Cross is in it for the money.
No, not in it for the money. No, that's not their ultimate goal, but they still need money.
The game industry is not a non-profit organization.
Laughter. Let me talk. I've let you talk this whole time.
Go for it.
Thank you. As I was saying, no, the Red Cross's ultimate goal is not money, but they still have to have an eye on money. They have to have an eye on the bottom line to make sure that their organization can work. Even the most basic nonprofit organization still has to have some funding, so they have to keep an eye on the bottom line. There is always going to be money involved. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So somebody telling me that this company is bad because they're, and I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but some people would say that this company is bad because they're thinking only about money. I call bullshit. They're a company. That's what they do. They want to make sure they stay in business. It's just good business. Do I agree with their practices? No, but I can understand them.
Right, but we're talking about the whole reason why they did this to begin with. The whole reason why the ESRB was created was simply because it wasn't because they woke up one day and said, we need to protect kids from violent and from, you know, sexual video games. They got up one morning and they found out there, hey, there's a legal, you know, we're getting, you know, Blizzard's getting sued, and there's a big lawsuit going on, and we've got to CYA ourselves, and we got to do it before the government steps in and does it for us. That was the whole reason why they did it. You know, I mean, and so you have to understand that. And so,
would you have done the same thing if you were the company?
If I was the ESA, would I have done the same thing? Exactly. Yeah, of course I would have. But see, I would hope that before that, I would have thought about this, and I would hope that before it came to a legal battle, and before there was a threat of government intervention, that I would have wanted to protect kids that didn't have supervision at home from their parents, from being able to purchase games like this. And let's put this all in context. Remember, it's not just the ESA's fault. Okay, it's not a video game company's fault.
You know what?
At the end of the day, it is parents' fault if they're not involved in what their kids are doing.
That's the thing that you say that usually has me upset is that we say this all the time. It is not the government's job to parent.
Nope.
On the other end of that, sometimes things that they should be worried about, they're not. This is an instance that sticks out to me very vividly, is that I remember coming outside in the heat of Texas summer, a day when it was well over 100 degrees, and some crazy-ass lady had sat her one-year-old outside on the sidewalk. The baby couldn't walk, you know, and if you've been to Texas and put your hot foot on the sidewalk, you can fry an egg, literally.
Yeah, it burned.
She sat this baby outside on the sidewalk and left her out there because she was crying too much. It was bothering her.
Oh.
The baby couldn't walk, couldn't move, and her legs are, you know, blistered, whole nine. So when I call CPS, they don't want to go check it out. But if I was to call CPS and say, by the way, Billy's over there playing Grand Theft Auto and he's eight, then, you know, the police want to bust down the door. Why weren't you coming to help the kid that was in physical danger? And I'm not saying, you know, you shouldn't be concerned, but this, on a grand scale of things, to me, is much less important. We should not be having to go to the Supreme Court over this. What we should be in the Supreme Court on is, can I, as a citizen, go over and knock the hell out of that woman and take her baby until you come get the baby?
No, because if you did that, then you would get arrested. Then the police would come. They'd be like, oh, hell no, you done stole a baby.
You stole a baby and you knocked the mother out. But this is where I say, as a nation, sometimes we are, you know, our what's the word I'm looking for? Priorities are skewed. We're more worried about them getting a hold of a bad game and saying, well, the parents aren't watching. Yeah, they're not doing a lot of stuff, but this is not the one you need to be worried about. This is not the one we need to be, you know, going to the Supreme Court and wasting taxpayer dollars on. It just wasn't. Parents, you need to step up. And as I said before, this is a real simple way to solve it. Parents, you go to the store, you show your ID. Parent, I'm going to take your ID or your driver's license number. If your child comes up involved in some type of murder, robbery, rape, and you try to blame the game and how did my son get it, we're going to pull up your ID and say you bought it for him and now you're going to jail along with him. I guarantee you there'll be a whole lot of parents who will stop letting their kids play games.
That's the thing.
Yep.
That's the thing, though. Nobody's going to go to jail.
I think they should.
Well, yeah, but then that requires legislation that is going to be challenged by the ESA all the way to the Supreme Court. And now that we've set a precedent, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what I disagree with, where I have the problem. It's probably not going to happen now, but I am all for there being some sort of accountability for parents who do it. It should not be the government stepping in saying, we're not going to let your kids play this because, I joke with somebody the other day, if they start doing this, next it's going to be, you know, we just don't think this air is good quality for you. You're going to have to pay for your air from here on out.
Oh, I'm sorry. This water that's coming through your faucet, that's not good enough for your child. We're going to need you to install this government-issued
And you only don't get so many gallons of water a day.
Yeah, that you have to pay. If you go over your gallon amount, then you'll have to pay extra.
And then we're going to come take you to jail.
If you don't pay.
It's really funny because I'm having an argument with Issa in the chat room right now. She claims that video games and drugs are not the same. I don't know. There is such a thing as video game addiction, and there are people that have lost their lives to video game addiction. So I'm not exactly sure where the line is on that
Well, she's saying she needs the pressure needs to be on retailers. There is some pressure that I do think the pressure falls on the retailers and it falls on the parents at the same time. But I think the retailers can only do so much. It's kind of like when you go in the store to buy beer or you buy cigarettes, they're supposed to put the warning on it. After that, what you do, you know, you're on your own. You get cancer, you die, you're on your own. And this is where the problem lies. That's why I said there's no consequence of people buying the games for their kids or somebody buying them. I'm not going to say it's all the time parents. Sometimes it's, you know, their older brother decided it was funny. You know, I'm going to, at 18, because you're legally an adult at 18, but mentally, you know, especially you guys, you're like 12, even when you're 18. I'm going to buy this game for my little brother or my little cousin or my little friend down the street. I still want his ID on file. I want to be able to have a paper trail to go back and say, you know, instead of the parent getting in trouble because it may not have been their fault, you know, his friend bought it for him. That's how he got it. I want some accountability help for the parents. The retailers, you know, need to make sure at the counter. I'd like to hear this said too. Even though GameStop is really good, they have it on the counter. So when you put your card down or when they put your bag down, it's right next to the rating. You have no choice but to see them. I would like for them to say, you know, ma'am, sir, just in case you're buying this for someone underage, please note that it is rated M for mature. You know, here's the rating system here if you want to make sure your kid should have this. Because people are not paying attention is what it boils down to. Yep. And the government can do all they want to do. Parents would still buy it. It wouldn't help anything. You know how many times I've been in the store and I stopped the parents to tell them, why are you buying this for your son? I did it. You guys heard I talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago. I stopped the lady in Toys R Us. She's buying Call of Duty for her 11-year-old. And I says, why are you buying this for him? Well, he likes it. His friends are playing it. Do you see this M here for mature? He's supposed to be 17 or older before playing this. It's like, I didn't know. And this was when their ratings are right beneath the box when you're buying it. So,
and that's the thing. It's like it's really funny because kids think – I mean, because parents think that video games are for kids. And they think that because of that, they think that video games have nothing but content that's appropriate for kids. And that's where you get the problem. It's a logical disconnect because parents are not involved. They don't know they need to be involved.
No.
You know, and that's the thing. And that's all I'm trying to say.
PSA would have come in very handy.
Again, it's people dealing with stuff they don't understand. It's the same thing like when there are certain books that people want to ban. It's because they don't understand what the book is about. Or movies that people are saying, well, this is horrible, this shouldn't be shown, blah, blah, blah. Have you seen the movie? Do you understand it? No. Okay, well, then you really don't have any right to say anything about it. But the people sit down and play the games and realize what the game is about, then they can honestly say, well, this game isn't good, this game needs to be banned, this game needs to do this, and then come up with a good rating system for it. You know what I mean?
All right, and I'm going to tell you right now that, again, about this, you know, somebody said in the chat room that they don't think that the government's going to try anything like this again. Let me tell you something. After playing Duke Nukem, okay, and seeing all of the sex and nudity that's thrown throughout the game, you better believe that somebody's going to try the obscenity angle next on video games. And that's something that the government has won in the past and could win again in the future. All right, so don't think this – again, do not think this fight is over. Do not think it's over for a second. And you know what? To be honest with you, I don't think it should be over. Because, I just don't trust the wolf with the hen house. Okay? I really don't.
Who's the wolf?
The wolf is the ESA. They are a retail association. They are a collection of companies that are trying to sell a product. Okay? And they are there to the ESA to look out for their interests. So they are definitely the wolf, and we are, you know, the sheep, chickens, whatever you want to say. Okay.
Why we gotta be chickens?
Whatever.
Are we tasty chickens?
We could be, Corey. I haven't sampled either one of you, so I'm not really sure.
You see, we were trying to help you.
I'm not. You know what? I'm just gonna back away from that one.
Now, I'm going to cite some interesting things for you. Okay, in 1915, the court ruled that the states could censor films because movies could be used for evil, right? Now, it took until 1952 for the court to grant film constitutional recognition. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it just
that doesn't apply to obscenity, though. That still doesn't apply to things that are considered obscene.
Exactly. Okay, now, video games, vulgar, crude, disgusting, thoroughly unredeeming as they may be, are finally recognized as a worthy element, but not completely. So you see how long it took? That was, oh, God, this happened about 60 years ago?
Right.
It was when they first started talking about movies and free speech. So
Since film cameras have been rolling, people have been doing things on film they shouldn't be doing. Let's just put it that way.
And happens in games as well. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm all for some free speech, but we all need to remain vigilant. It's not going to go away that easy.
Should it? That's the question.
No, it shouldn't go away. But what my concern is, as well as a lot of people, is don't know the law. Just because they ruled it doesn't mean, okay, it's over. Keep in mind, let me touch on a controversial topic. Roe versus Wade, the abortion thing. You know how many times that keeps going back to the Supreme Court? You keep hearing it because, as a lawyer, it's kind of like when we play video games. I'm going to find a different way to attack you from a different point.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot this. You left this open. So we've left a whole bunch of stuff open. Yay, ruling. Yay.
Hint, obscenity.
Oh, we forgot about obscenity. We didn't say that word when we put it.
We didn't even try. They did not even try that. They just specifically tried to target violent video games.
Mm-hmm.
Obscene video games are next, and I promise you that will be a lot easier for them to win. And so I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Because I'm just saying, I don't think it's a bad thing. Corey, you know, you've done an expo. We did an expo. Expo piece on retailers, as you keep mentioning, and how they don't always enforce the ESRB ratings. They don't always enforce the sale. So
not only that, but as I keep saying, the lady was angry. The regional manager of Walmart was yelling at me on the phone. She wanted to know where, why, and I had to be lying. I couldn't be telling the truth. I offered to send her pictures. She didn't want the pictures. So she says, and then she told me, well, we're running TVs over there that's running the rating system 24 hours a day. I said,
no,
really?
Not.
No, you're not. I was in there for a good 45 minutes because you all know when you go in Walmart, you can't just get what you came to get. You have to walk around. So I'm walking around. I was in that section several times. There's no TV running with the ESRB ratings. There's a giant poster, I think, at the time of one of Call of Duties or one of those games, and the sign said it was rated M, but you know what else? What is? And it was in small print at the bottom. So I'm thinking, we want a ruling, but we really need to jump on the retailers, yes, and we need to stay on the ESRB because they're not stepping up. I'm still harping on the fact that on Apple it is the Wild West on the Apple App Store. I'm telling y'all now.
Well, no. Can I say something that I've been wanting to say?
You can always go off on a tangent.
Oh, go ahead.
Step on it.
Okay.
What I wanted to say is there comes a point in time where free speech hinders the rights of everyone else.
For example,
that stupid church that goes to protest at soldiers' funerals with signs that say stuff like, God hates America, thank God for dead soldiers, all this other bullshit. That kind of free speech is harmful to these people who are grieving for their dead relatives. That's an extreme case, yes, but that's a point of where one group's free speech is actually harming and hurting the rights of another group. This group over here still needs protection from this person's free speech. So there has to be a line drawn somewhere. And so I think that's what the ESRB should be doing. And whether retailers are actually advertising the ESRB ratings, I doubt it. I haven't seen it when I go into game stores, to be honest. I mean, I see like on the game boxes, rated E for everyone, rated M for mature, but I don't see signs up anywhere. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me correct something here. Now, there's no ESRB rating. The Apple App Store does have a rating system, but it's not the ESRB one. I just typed
in
just
sure?
a random.
Because I haven't seen anything.
Wait, it's very small is the problem.
Oh, that's
very
right.
Small,
okay.
And to the left. Now, what I did was just sitting here just now and type in sex game, and it came up with at least 1,500 things, and a lot of apps are free. So there's no blocking of this.
Wait,
now,
there are sex games in here?
Yeah, there are sex games on the
We've just seen the last of Snow.
this one I'm looking at is free. Now, my problem here is little kids, How many parents now letting their kids play on the iPhone?
I've got a little niece. She's 14, and her mom bought her an iPhone like last year.
Yeah. So what? So how?
With a data plan.
How are they stopping?
No.
How are you stopping the kids from getting a hold of this? Because right now I could just click this and download it and go about my way if I was a little kid and be like, yeah.
I'm telling you, if I was a kid and back when I was a kid, they had stuff like this, I'd be all over that.
So we were all over it, and we had other stuff.
we had to go find it. It was a lot tougher when I was a kid.
Yeah, now it's just right here. I'm telling you, look, I have 81 iPad apps, 594 iPhone apps that have to do with sex. Just have sex in the title. Sex Positions, Karma Sutra. They're all free, mind you, and the cheapest one or the most expensive one I see is $4.99.
Snow's
what parent? What? Yes, Snow, come off of the App Store, please. Snow, come
what?
Off.
Oh,
I'm not. I was curious.
Now, Issa's saying, shouldn't they be monitoring what goes?
Who's
going to
stop them?
They do to an extent, but they don't care. They don't care because nobody's come after Apple, and this is what we're afraid of. See, as Blaster said, if you start to understand the law even just a little bit, it's not what they're saying to you; it's what they didn't say.
Oh my god!
Like, so you see, the snow's going. Oh my god! Do you see what I'm saying now? If you were a kid,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, if you were a kid, you would just sit down and go to town. Who's going to stop you?
They didn't even ask me for like age verification or anything.
No, exactly. And most of them don't. So what I'm looking at the ESRB is you guys, since you're coming up with a rating system, you need to put a system in place that asks for age verification, which should be your ID. The only company I know that does this with absolute perfect precision, Linden Labs. Linden Labs says to you, you're trying to go into this area that's an adult area. We need the last four digits of your social security number. We need your ID number. And then we need a credit card. So most kids, even though that sounds easy to those of us who are older, a kid can't get away with that. How are you going to explain to your mom or your dad why you're going through their personal
credit card? Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, credit card verification is probably, I think, one of the best forms of identifying people from, minors, between being minor and non-minor. I mean, I don't even care if they charge a penny for it when they do that. At least charge something so that a parent's going to look at it and be like, Linden Labs, a penny, where did this come from? Let me call the credit card company. Oh, it's Linden. Oh, let me call Linden Labs. Oh, they tried to access an adult site. I know who did this. Billy, get down here,
Uninstall that second laugh.
Exactly.
Put
I'm
that from penis away.
That newbie, horrible. Oh God! Never mind.
I'm just
saying, terrible.
If you read my article,
now as Issa,
I'm just saying, I'm not bemoaning, I'm not celebrating
we're about to run out of time. But Issa, there is nothing here on this app store. Anybody can sign up for iTunes account.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that asks you that you're over 18 when you
email
sign
address.
Up for iTunes.
Just get an email address. That's it.
Yep. Email. That's it. He's right.
And if it's a free app, you don't even need to have any payment information on file.
Yep, you just get free and download it and keep a stepping.
And as I was just looking and got distracted, there are lots and lots of free sex apps.
Yep.
I might have to play later, I'm not sure.
this sexual stripper game looks interesting.
That's what I was looking at. I was like, oh, really?
This is something that IGN, Kotaku, none of them have mentioned this. They've all mentioned how great and fantastic it is that, we the gamers won. And, I mean, they didn't even do anything. We didn't do anything. It was the ESA did all of this. Okay, the ESA fought this all the way, tooth and nail, all the way up.
Yeah, they spent several million dollars.
Several million dollars. We the gamers did absolutely nothing. Okay, this was doomed to fail anyways. I mean, that was the other thing about part of my article. Is this law was doomed to be failed anyways. I mean, it's happened before with multiple media that, that every time the government steps in and tries to regulate things, they always end up not being able to do it because it falls under free speech. But at some point, somewhere, somebody's got to step up, and they have to protect kids because kids are going to get their hands on it, even if parents are watching. Sometimes kids get their hands
on it. I ain't trying to protect the kids. I'm trying to protect me because I'm telling you, I do not want to wake up in gamer communist land where I can't play what I want to play. I have to sneak my games into the house. And here's another funny thing. When we were having an ESA meeting, they were again trying to come up with a PSA. Before the ruling went through to illustrate to gamers how important it was that they join the ESA and give it a voice. And I came up with something very similar to what I just said. I said, I think we should get some people together and show them this is what will happen if this ruling goes through. And I'm an extremist, which was show people being dragged out of their house, their consoles being thrown on the ground, your games being stomped on, the police is dragging you out of the house and saying, if you don't, the police.
I love how you said that.
The police is dragging you out of the house and
they
said,
gonna find you.
Right. This is what will happen if you don't speak up about your video games. This is what could happen. It sounds extreme, but I'm telling you,
They'll have video game burnings. That's used to have book burnings.
Yes.
Oh, come on. This is not Fahrenheit 360. Come on.
I'm telling you, dude.
Dude, if you have the Westboro Church doing crazy stuff, I'm telling you, I'm looking for them to next be out.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm looking at the opposite extreme. What was that movie, Idiocracy. I'm looking at Idiocracy, where you turn on, you know, Masturbation Channel at 11, you know, we have this.
I'm looking at that right now on the iPad.
Exactly.
There's a Masturbation Channel?
On Idiocracy, it was like almost in, like half of, like pretty much every show that was on cable had something to do with nudity or sex.
Gosh.
And it was like raw, you know, right in front of your face. And that was what Idiocracy was about the degradation of society. And I'm telling you right now that, yes, I know it's actually Fahrenheit 451. I was making a joke being Fahrenheit 360 as an Xbox 360. Right. Anyways, thank you.
No, he wasn't. He just got it wrong. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. I was making a joke for those of you out there. Anyways, but I'm just saying that I'm looking at the opposite problem. I'm looking at, you know, it just seems like we're trusting and we're sitting here going, oh, this is great, this is fantastic. But does anybody stop and really think about what actually happened and what that actually did, that ruling? Okay, does anybody stop and think about that? I mean, what are the consequences? Nobody seems to – it's in my article,
the consequences. We're getting dragged out of the house and they are stomping on my games.
No,
and
I'm saying consequences.
Climbing in your windows, snatching your controllers up.
No. See, again, you're thinking the wrong way. I'm talking about the consequences.
Hide the console.
Oh, my God.
Hide your Wii. Hide your Xbox.
Hide your controllers. Okay.
See, this is who I'm talking to. The consequences, I'm talking about the consequences of the ruling that happened. Okay, of California's law getting shot down, and of the ESRB and the ESA not having to enforce any of, you know, anything anymore. Who's going to stop?
Sorry, I am amazed at the sex games on the iPad.
And then you wonder why I got distracted.
I see why you got distracted. Wow.
This, by the way, this goes out to all my friends in California. I'm sorry.
So we'll see you guys next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Of course, we'll be on in the morning. Hopefully I'll be awake and stuff. And, of course, please make sure you drop by Reed Blaster's article and go by the Wall Street Journal. Tell them, you know, start educating some of your other fellow gamers and stay on the ESRB. You don't need us to do it. You can do it yourself. Tell them it ain't over.
ESRB, watch out.
They're coming for you. They're going to find you.
They're going to find you. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby. Ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, I won't steal your heart and eat your brain. I've never been so stupid.
Girl, sex mistake.
Really?
You confess that I've got an appetite for human flesh. Alone, yeah. Be near, though. You'll have to accept that when I nibble on your earlobe, you might get infected, huh? Cause I fell in love with you and I'm undead, but you make me feel alive. And when I chase you through the graveyard, it feels like foreplay. Feels like foreplay. If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I speak truly. When I say I love your mind, I'll take brains over beauty. We'll be the undead, Dagwood and Blondie, when I teach you how to zombie. Everybody love you and you can sing along to this post-apocalyptic post-mortem love song. So give me a chance, girl, you know I'll be worth it. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby, ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brain. I've never been so true, but if my heart was still beating, it would beat for you. Oh, I wanna steal your heart. Pray.
nom, 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 nom.